Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. My name is Paul Hill. I'm delighted again to be able to speak to CEO Sukh Chamdal and CFO Michael Botha of Cakebox, the UK's go-to provider for fresh cream cakes. So welcome, gents.
Hello. Thank you, Paul. Good afternoon.
Yeah, well, big congrats on today's positive trading update with like-for-like sales for the first 17 weeks up 6.8%. In fact, accelerating from the first 11 weeks, which was an impressive on its own 5.4%. Increasing over the last 12 months. So maybe we can start there, Sukh. What's been sort of driving that sort of top-line performance?
That's what all I've been saying since last September. Once people have consolidated all their budgets, they know the cost of living, they know the all energy prices, they knew all commodity prices going up and everything, and they've gone back to normal now. And what I say, now we're heading into a normal crisis, whereas the mortgage rates have gone up, and people know exactly how much they want to spend on takeaways, how much they want to spend on going out on restaurants, etc. But they will always go back to form, which is, let's celebrate that one clink of light. We've got four people in the family, that's one cake per quarter, and must have a decent celebration. And I believe all the data is saying that. And if you look at the press releases or releases, the high street was suffering, but our results are much better, because you will always celebrate that birthday and you don't mind spending another couple of pounds on it.
Mm. Good. And what's the sort of difference, just broadly, of that 6.8 in terms of split between price and volume? Because I know last year you were holding your prices, weren't you?
That's right, Michael.
Yes. So I think that the first sort of 5.4% increase we saw in the year was mainly driven by price. We've seen a small bit of volume come back into the business now, Paul, but still majority of that is driven by price.
Okay, good. And then, Michael, actually, just in terms of sort of like the unsolicited bid which came from River Capital for the Australian cheesecake shop, can you just provide a bit of colour on that? I appreciate you can't say anything price sensitive, but in terms of just anything to add to what was already publicly being said.
No, I think, you know, Paul, as you said, it was an unsolicited offer that we had from that company. Part of us are feel, you know, quite proud that that the company showed the interest in us, and it obviously shows that we're doing the right things. But other than that, I guess it's like any other company receiving the offer. We went through our due process, and as you saw what we put out into the public markets, the offer was rejected.
Okay, good. And then, Sukh, just in terms of the sort of franchisees at the coalface, what are they seeing in terms of the sort of the price pressures and the margins, et cetera, and in terms also with regards to the number of new deposits being taken and new shops which have been set up?
Utilities pressure has been coming down, and prices are coming down there. Or we've got prices coming down in the dairy market, and we've got prices coming down in commodities, which we pass on as much as possible. The interest rate is a factor, or because borrowing more money is going to be more expensive, But what we found, our existing franchises have got a pot which they can invest in, or the brand new franchisees, or they are tending to borrow less and put in more resources from their own pocket. So seeing a steady flow of franchises, new franchisees and existing franchisees showing their ambition to expand, which are the deposits are still quite healthy. And we hope to continue. And as the interest rates drop, or interest in us increases.
Good. And again, Sue, just in terms of sort of that, you know, demand, are you seeing more demand coming through the shops or online or through your kiosks, or how is that? Or is it just across the patch?
I think it just across the whole patch that, you know, we offer outlets in shops, in kiosks, online, etc. And online, unlike the trends, the industry trend, we bucking them. We are seeing increase in online trading, but they do collect from the shops, and that allows us to upsell as well when they're in the shops. The new website is proven its worth, and as new features are added on, we hope to exploit the goodwill of the customer and offer them a better service.
Good. And have you been putting any sort of new products on there, sort of, I don't know, an AI slice or something like that?
We are going to actually launch next week our range of butterfly cakes.
Oh, okay.
And a caterpillar and frog, so animal cakes. And we believe they'd be really popular. We've been testing them in a few shops and they've been really popular. And we hope to launch it nationwide next week sometime.
Oh, right. Well, my mum used to make butterfly cakes when I was a kid, so I'll definitely be up for that. I'll definitely try it. Now, Michael, just in terms of the finances, if you're seeing sort of like a some price or input cost deflation, and I know you mentioned in the RNS that you were passing some of that on, I'm guessing that will help also sort of stabilize Cake Box's gross margins, or even potentially increase them if selling prices are staying firm and costs are coming down.
Yes, I mean we saw some decrease in the fresh cream prices, which we have passed some of that on to franchisees to help their margins, which is of course important, and it helps to stabilize our margins and grow them slightly as well.
Good. And then just in terms of sort of the cash pile, you mentioned you've got just was it 7.9 million compared to 6.1 million only 3 months ago. So you're definitely a cash generative business. And with higher interest rates, that must help in terms of your interest underneath the EBIT line as well. So that's obviously a bit of a positive. What are sort of the plans for the funds, et cetera, for future growth?
But I think for that, the board has agreed that we will pay down what debt we have, which is, you know, about 1.2 million, which again will alleviate some of the interest payments we're making. And following that, we'll just really be watching closely what happens in the markets and if there are any potential opportunities that we can exploit going forward.
Good. And just in terms of the sort of the overall market, I know you mentioned at the start there, Sue, in terms of the company actually, seeing a return to the consumer after that cost of living crisis last year, the shock of it, etc. If we do go through a harder downturn, in terms, how do you think the business will respond in terms of, you know, resilience, etc.?
Well, we see history repeating itself. We were born at the height of the recession. That was our best growth period. We've done really well in the 2012 recession. We've done really well in COVID. And when we got a normal crisis, which is this is, we do really well. And I think we're a very recession-proof business. And you will find that people, again, will celebrate that one birthday, that one anniversary, that one kink of light in the darker days. And I believe, you know, apart from last year, which was a complete blip, or we're going back to form, and as a recession digs in, we do much better.
Good. Okay. Well, that's great to hear. And just finally then, Michael, in terms of the outlook, I guess we're all online with what the brokers are forecasting.
Yes. I mean, we're still early doors in the year. So at the moment, you know, with the way sales are looking, we should be looking to hit market expectations.
Big congrats again, gents. In fact, you're one of the real sort of stars on the high street there, bucking the trend. So keep up the great work.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you, Paul.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.